This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Turkey has launched a cross-border land offensive into northern Iraq. Today, Turkey's military confirmed that the incursion began last night. Here's NPR's Ivan Watson with details from Turkey.
The Turkish military and the Turkish government say they are pursuing Kurdish separatist rebels known as the PKK, who've been fighting a 25-year war against the Turkish state here in Turkey, often using bases in the mountains of northern Iraq. The problem here is by sending additional troops into northern Iraq, the Turks risk getting into a confrontation with the Iraqi Kurds, who control most of that territory. And in fact, we had warnings from the Iraqi Kurds yesterday that there was almost a confrontation between the Turkish military and Kurdish militia fighters known as the Peshmerga. We also had concerns and alarm being expressed by Iraqi Kurdish officials after Turkish warplanes destroyed a series of bridges in the mountains of northern Iraq yesterday.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Turkey. To Iraq now, where Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has extended a ceasefire on his Mehdi army for another 6 months. Al-Sadr called the ceasefire last summer, ordering his followers not to attack U.S.-led forces and threatening to expel any Mehdi army members who didn't comply. The ceasefire is widely credited with helping to reduce violence in Iraq by 60% since last July. To this country now, Democratic presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama squared off last night in Austin, Texas. The debate was a mostly cordial affair, but with the delegate grab still so close, the stakes were high and there were some jabs. Clinton again criticized Obama for using some of the same phrases uttered by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
If your candidacy is going to be about words, then they should be your own words. That's, I think, a very simple proposition.
Obama went on to dismiss the issue and called the whole thing silly, noting that Patrick is his campaign's national co-chairman.
I'm happy to have a debate on the issues, but what we shouldn't be spending time doing is tearing each other down. We should be spending time lifting the country up.
After the 90-minute exchange, Clinton shook her rival's hand and said, quote, whatever happens, we're going to be fine, end quote. The candidates are focusing on March 4th when key states Texas and Ohio will hold primaries. More highlights from that debate coming up in the show. Microsoft is pulling the curtain back a bit. Faced with antitrust concerns in Europe, the world's largest software maker announced yesterday that it will reveal some of its technical secrets and share that information with rivals. The intent is to make sure that competing programs can work better with Windows, Office, and other major products. Microsoft's first step will be to publish 30,000 pages of technical documentation on its website. Regulators in Europe, Asia, and the U.S. have long accused Microsoft of using its dominant position in the market to squeeze out competitors. And finally, gray wolves roaming the wilds of the United States will have to fare for themselves again. Yesterday, the Bush administration announced an end to federal protection for wolves in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Gray wolves were first protected in 1974, one of the first animals to be covered in the Endangered Species Act. And it apparently worked. In the mid-1990s, there were 66 wolves introduced into Yellowstone National Park and central Idaho. Today, there are now nearly 1,300. The Deputy Secretary of the Department of the Interior said, quote, wolves are back. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.